Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbas. And Chris Harlan.
She's unimportant.
Apparently. She gets her name in the intro and then comes for two shows and just leaves.
That's okay. She's not that important. She
Well, where is Chris? We broke up. No, I'm just joking.
No.
Chris is sick, so she's playing producer today. She's actually here. She's just off screen and off mic in case she gets into a fit of coughing with her black lung disease.
And to be honest, we don't want what she has.
Yeah, well, you don't have to sleep here, so you can say that. I'll just imply it heavily. Anyway, this is the opening of the show. What are we doing? Welcome to Life.
Life.
Episode number 20. This is a big deal.
It is.
This could be our last show ever.
Is this the marking board, or is next week the mark?
It depends on how you look at it.
Like, this is where, like, if you count man has gone before.
If you count the beta show, this will be our last show. If you don't count the beta show, we're all good. We have one left.
So we have to make it to July.
Basically. That's exactly right.
And guess what? We made it to your birthday, too.
Yay. Thanks for bringing that up.
That'll be next week.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I love when people talk about my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yep. Anyway.
Birthday, too.
Technically, my birthday will be closer to next week's live show.
I didn't realize that.
But the show will release after. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. Anyway, welcome to Life. New episode on June 20th, or if you're watching live, the 18th, 2012. I just blew out Katrina's ears. Now you know what it feels like.
A little bit.
Anyway, you can watch us live every Monday o'clock.
And what?
Might have overdone the pre-show drinkages. Maybe just a tad. I should lay off. Anyway, every Monday at 8 o'clock, duo.com/live. You can check us out. We want you to text us and participate in the show. We love it when you do that. You can text us anytime, 505-750-0304. Feel free to text us. You can also email us, life@duo.com. And that's where all the listener letters come from. We only do that every week. I liked your dance.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about on the show today before we get to everything on the show. By the absence of Chris and your back problems and 14 hours in the car with the closet stuffer man and my vacation is in jeopardy. Before we get to all
that. Vacation.
I know.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Colorado vacation. It's important. We have to talk about someone else's vacation
for
our sponsor, Hotels.com.
Oh, no.
That's a segue right there. That's why I'm a pro.
It was a poor segue, but it
How dare you? That segue was top notch.
It was. If I just knew where you were going with it, then it would have been epic.
Okay. Maybe I should tell you who the sponsors are beforehand. And
who are the sponsors this week, Seth?
Hotels.com, Katrina. But just because their name is Hotels.com doesn't mean you should go to Hotels.com. Make sure you go to Duo.com and click the Hotels.com
why
link.
Why is that?
Because we get credit and a little bit of money every time you book a hotel. Thank you for asking. But anyway, seriously, I don't know what they do. They do cool stuff with hotels, and they give you stuff really cheap. I've used them before, and I got hotels real cheap. So use hotels.com through the link on duo.com. They're today's official sponsor. Big thanks to them and whatnot. Yep. Anyway, welcome to Life.
Life.
That was a really fast intro.
I know. It's because you started speaking up like the...
Well, I wanted to get through it.
Like the warning ads of a commercial. Like,
I had to get to the sponsors.
Do not use this product if...
The sponsors are very important, Katrina.
I know they are.
They're the only reason we're here.
I know.
And the only reason we're able to even do this show.
I know.
Yeah. So now...
It's okay.
Now it's silent.
Famous fade out.
Yep. Well, that one was actually a nice fade out.
I know.
It wasn't one of our patented ones.
Just pops. Sorry. Let's rate them.
So,
yes. Where do we start, Seth? Where do we start?
I don't know. We can start with the wildfires that are ravaging my dreams. We could start with that. I had written down Chris's new car, but she ain't here to describe it. So we'll just say that last week she drove a white Chevy Malibu, and this week she got a new car, and now it's a white Chevy Malibu. Talk about that.
I think you kind of just did.
Yep. We could talk about that. We could talk about Katrina's weekend in Oklahoma, who actually has bullet points here.
Bullet points.
You're back.
Mm-hmm.
A wedding.
Mm-hmm.
14 hours in the car with Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
And getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you want me to start?
Sure, go for it.
So, so you know last week you made fun of me for sitting in the chair the way
no.
I was? Okay, well, last week you were making fun of me for sitting in the chair the way I was. Way to explain that one.
Taught you a lesson.
Needless to say, the rest of last week, after Monday, my back has been killing me. It sucks. It hurts. It's awful.
It's probably because you sat in your chair like a dumpling.
Yeah, that has something to do with it. And the fact that I'm sitting against the armrest versus the nice padded back.
You could
back.
Sit in one of these chairs.
They're not comfortable. They hurt
Amazing.
My bum.
They hurt. Get a pillow. Colby used to sit in these chairs and he used to get a pillow like a little sissy girl and sit on them. That's what he used to do.
Well, I don't do that. I like to like makeshift comfy positions.
Yeah, you like to throw your back out of alignment.
Apparently. And then it didn't help that
but
I was...
But your butt feels great. And that's what's
that's
important.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
Needless to say, you know, sitting in the car for 14 hours did not help my back. If anything, made it worse.
Okay, why were you in the car for 14 hours?
So, my cousin got married.
Oklahoma's only like 5 hours away from here.
Give or take where you go.
Where were you going?
Oh, I was in Stillwater.
Okay, that's 5 hours from here.
Okay, so first off, we drove 4 hours to my grandpa's house.
Yes.
Stayed the night there.
Okay, so that's 4 hours
that was
of
4 hours.
Continuous driving. When you say 14 hours of driving, you make it sound like you drove from here to Kentucky.
Well, considering
stopping.
We did this 14 hours in 3 days, it was kind of strenuous.
Okay. That's true, I guess. Three days. But you did get to get out of the car and stretch and sleep.
Not really. No.
Okay.
So 4 hours, straight there. We got lost on the way there. Why? I don't know. Mom's like, oh, you just turned this way. We turned this way. She's like, well, this isn't right.
So who was all in your car? Because I know your dog was in there,
too. My dog was in the car. Okay. Saw that on Facebook. It was my dad driving, my brother, and my mom, and me. And my dog was in the trunk.
The trunk.
Well, it's like an SUV, so
okay.
It's all connected.
It wasn't your car.
It's all connected.
I was thinking it was your car.
Oh, God.
And you stuffed the dog in the trunk.
No.
Just
I
shut
wouldn't.
The door.
I wouldn't do that.
Drove 14 hours.
Oh. Anyway.
Dog's like, ooh, this is pretty nice compared to my cage.
Can't breathe. Anyways, and then my grandpa didn't want to spend the night, so we drove to Stillwater, which was 3 hours.
From your grandpa's house.
From my grandpa's house.
Where's your grandpa live?
It's like an hour from the Oklahoma border.
In Kansas or in Oklahoma?
In Kansas.
Okay. Why does he live there?
Because he decided to live there one day.
Why? It's a horrible place to live.
It is.
You should tell him to move closer to his family.
I know, right? But in a way, he's kind of halfway between because you got the cousins in Oklahoma and us up at top of Kansas. So.
But who
halfway.
Does he like more? Okay, then he should move up here. Although I know he likes cousins.
So
more.
Then we left my dog at my grandpa's house. Took my
you just abandoned the animal.
Basically.
Okay.
For the day. We didn't leave till like 1. We got back at midnight. So she was only
alone for 11 hours.
11 hours, no big deal. She was kenneled. She was safe. She was
yeah,
content.
She pooped.
It's okay. I cleaned it up. That didn't happen. But anyway.
Yeah, it did.
So then it was my dad, my grandpa, my brother, my mom, and me in the car for 3 hours.
Which
together.
One of you was in the trunk?
Me.
Okay. As it should
nowhere
be.
To, with nowhere to go.
And the stinky dog filth.
Because the seats fold down in the back, and dad folded down the one side because we had to pack crap because we took food and all sorts of other stuff for the
yes,
wedding.
Yes, for the amazing... Oh, for the wedding. Okay, I was about to be like, for the trip. That's
for the wedding. And so I'm stuck in like a bucket seat.
Sustenance.
Stuck in the bucket seat in the back where like my knees are touching the front seat, so it's like an awful... Awful's little
yeah,
school bus.
If only there were armrests for you to drape over, you would have been so much more comfortable.
Which I did end up doing. I ended up like sprawling out, and my brother got jealous. So on the way home, he decided to sit in the back so we could lay down.
Gotcha.
But then I got him back because I was the only one that brought the pillow, so I took my pillow back.
Every time you mention your brother now,
Trevor.
I want to make
oh, I know,
a gay
right?
joke so much, but I
so
can't
anyway.
Because it's in bad taste and he's not gay.
To wrap this long story up, then there was 3 hours home because my grandpa didn't want to buy a hotel and spend the night in Oklahoma.
Okay.
So we had to drive 3 hours back, and then...
To Manhattan.
No, 3 hours back to his house.
Gotcha.
And then Sunday we drove home, the 4 hours.
Gotcha.
So that's why.
With the dog in the trunk.
With the dog in the trunk.
That
and
sounds
me in
horrible.
The backseat.
But then you had margaritas Sunday night.
Yes.
And you reminisced cool. about your travels.
Not really, we just ate and drank and called it a day.
And,
No.
Is that it?
That was for my back. Just, like,
I don't
want
to. I don't want to nitpick your story or anything. But you said you spent 14 hours in the car with Trevor, and it didn't really sound like you got into that much.
No, I didn't. So Trevor's obnoxious. In case no one knows that.
I don't know. I need to get that clip of him from the commercial where he sounds really
hilarious.
Yes, that one.
So we've had several conversations about those clips.
Yeah,
it was a great time. I don't see a lot of it's. it's painful and it's grueling, but it's all hilarious at the same time because Trevor was just flat out obnoxious and we just made jokes at mom and dad's expense the
whole
time.
I was about to ask whose expense are they at?
They're usually at dad's for driving slow, and he's like, hey dad, I wonder if you can get like surgery and put a little lead in your knee and make it go faster.
What is it with men and when they hit like 45 they stop driving at a reasonable speed?
Well, see, my dad's never really drove fast.
Why not?
I don't know.
Has he had like a DUI or a
probably several of them.
Drinking is his past when he was a teen.
Well, I feel like that's just the part of growing up. Like, once you, like, grow up and your kids are, you have kids and they're older, then you're more, like, safety with them. And they're like, oh, I don't want to crash because my kid's in the car.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I think your dad's a pansy man.
Okay, you tell my dad that.
I will. Hey, dad. Katrina's dad.
I was gonna say,
I'm looking at you right now. You a pansy man.
A little bit.
There, you sent him that clip.
Okay, well.
And don't tell him where I live, because I don't want him to come kill me.
I won't tell him.
Okay. He'd be like, here's his address.
Let me drive you by there someday. Anyway, so I don't know. It's just along those lines of how slow he is, how awful he is, how
But he wasn't, like, doing anything to you, Trevor. So, like, I took 14 hours.
Not originally, but, I mean, eventually, you make jokes at everyone's expense, so I'm at the expense at some point of
But
them.
I took it, like, it's 14 hours in the car with Trevor, and you're in the front seat, and he's kicking you the entire
time.
No,
he's the one in the front seat, I'm the one stuck in the back.
Sleeping, laying down.
Trying to, but no, I can't, because my back's out of place.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, keep doing it. Do it some more.
No, I'm okay. Anyways,
I've got a great letter today about your microphone technique. I can't wait to read it.
I'm guessing they watch live and see me like.
No, they just listen. They can tell through the listening. You may be surprised when you do this.
Well, I know you can hear it.
People can
hear it. I think half the time I do just so I know I'm still, like, it's still there.
I haven't talked for 30 seconds.
Oh no.
That's a classic Trevor line. Where he didn't sound that gay. Or did he? Maybe he didn't.
Always sounds gay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
This sounds cool.
I was about to take a drink also.
Let's both just take a drink right now. Let's get it out.
Oh, no, wait. I'm going
to. I'm too in ice now.
No way.
I am.
Anyway, so my stories are just, they're a lot of like, you had to be there because they're really funny, but at the same time, really painful. Like, oh my God, shut up. Get me out of this car.
And those are the best stories for the radio, the ones where you had to be there.
I know, right? That's what I thought. That's why I was like, why not share this with the general public?
You did catch my sarcasm there, right?
What's that?
I don't know what's happening.
Just tell me about your Colorado trip.
Okay.
Or lack thereof.
I don't know if you know this or not, Katrina.
No.
But Colorado is on fire.
I do vaguely remember hearing something about forest fires, but I did not know it was Colorado.
It's Colorado. And it's on fire. I don't use that clip enough. Okay, well, I don't know how it got started. I mean, Smokey the Bear might have been
smoking.
Taking a nap or smoking. Flicked the cigarette off. He's like, you know what? My pension's all gone due to the depression. I'm tired of these forests. Goodbye. He flicked a cigarette, and the whole forest erupted into flame. That's one scenario. A more likely one is it's just dry, and lightning struck a mountain and started a fire, which is actually what happened. But we can go with the Smokey the Bear if
we like
want
to. I like Smokey the Bear.
I kind of do, too. Let's make some shirts with Smokey the Bear just flicking a cigarette. Flames erupting.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
I won't. But anyway, I'm going to Colorado on the 7th of July, which by the time you hear this will be 3 weeks?
Something like that.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
It might be 2 weeks from when you hear this, which is, first of all, reminds me, we got to do a show sometime, two shows sometime in there.
Oh, that's right.
So we can actually have episodes. Yeah. But anyway, this is our last episode anyway. That's not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know if you agree with me or not.
No. Anyway, so Colorado.
I'm going there. To Estes Park. It's supposed to be a beautiful.
Pikes Peak.
Rocky Mountain vistas.
Give me a shirt.
Deer. Antelope. Other.
That's Kansas.
Bears.
Deer and the antelope.
Yeah, there's no antelope in Kansas, even though it's in
I
that
know,
song.
I know, but it's part of the
It doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, okay.
Well, about 70 miles northeast of Estes Park are these wildfires. Apparently, they can smell smoke in Denver, which is farther south than Estes Park.
Ooh.
Which logic would bring you to think Estes Park smells like smoke. Yep. However, the lady at the hotel says it's beautiful. There's no smoke whatsoever.
May not be able to see it, but I bet you can smell it.
Well, she says you can't. She says it's fun. And
it's because she doesn't want you to cancel your reservation.
Exactly,
she wants
my
your money.
Thinking as well. Like, she had, no, it's horrible. You definitely shouldn't come here.
No one's going to say that.
Exactly.
That's like, don't listen to our show. It's awful.
I want to isolate that. By the way, remind me after this episode, I have to play something for you that I isolated after last week that I can't play in this show. Because...
Oh, I know what it is. I told Trevor about it. He loved it. Told him he should start paying for our shows.
I bet he did. Never mind. Anyway.
Buy a show and figure it out.
Yeah. It's $1.29. Get the video, too. It's worth it.
Anyway, so.
Shameless plug.
Your Colorado trip.
Yes. I don't want to go if it's going to smell like smoke, or if I'm going to climb to the top of a mountain and all I'm going to see is burned down trees. Like,
or
I don't
you can't even breathe climbing the mountain because you got smoke inhalation.
Exactly. I only want to breathe because I'm, or not be able to breathe because I'm fat and the air is thin. I don't want smoke added into the mix because it's going to make it worse. I'm not going to be able to step out of the cabin without passing out. And I don't want to go and spend this ungodly amount of money that we're going to spend going to Colorado
for it
and,
to
have
be
it,
awful.
And have it be horrible.
That makes sense.
So I have this dilemma. I either choose to go anyway and just cross your fingers that the lady isn't lying to us.
Which she is.
Or we figure out a plan B and we go somewhere else for a week.
Go somewhere else for a week.
I can't figure out where to go.
Go to Branson. I know people that go there.
I want to find that banjo.
Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. You could go to St. Louis.
These are places we've been. We don't want to go someplace we've been. And it has to be someplace that we can spend a week at and not be bored. Or in proximity to separate places that we can drive to.
Chicago.
Like road trip style. Went there last year.
New York.
That's too far to drive.
North Dakota.
Been there.
South Dakota.
Might have not have been to North Dakota, but been to South Dakota. Whatever Mount Rushmore is in, that's where we've been.
Okay.
And the Grand Canyon, look it up, is 12 hours from everything.
How about ooh, crap. Bad geography. I was going to say, how about Arizona or like New Mexico? I was going to say Mesa Verde, but Mesa Verde is in Colorado. But it might be south enough that the fires aren't getting to it.
Well, I think I talked to a guy at work who has family there, and he drew this map. And he basically
family
said...
Family where? Colorado?
Colorado. And
like
near
area?
Estes Park.
Okay.
And he basically said, here's the mountain range. Like, it's a vertical line.
Mm-hmm.
And up in the northeast is Fort Collins, where the fires are.
Mm-hmm.
And then Estes Park is on this side of the line, the opposite side of the line. And he says the winds come off the mountains.
Okay, so if you're on the other side of the mountain, that makes sense. You're going to be safe.
And so he says that it'll be fine and there's nothing wrong. And the lady at the hotel says it'll be fine and nothing wrong. But my mom's going to ask one of the ladies that she knows who has family that lives up there. And if they say the same thing... I think we're going to do it, and I'm just going to sue the state of Colorado.
Yeah, do that.
When it's horrible.
Always.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the lady makes no sense, but if you have another person vouching
for
it, then
that
brings...
Well, yeah, if we get an unbiased opinion...
Yeah, then I'm like, go for it. It's worth the risk.
I mean, technically, the guy at work that I talked to, he doesn't have any eyewitness accounts. He's just saying this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, when they burn the prairie around here, this whole town's smoke-filled.
I love it.
It's like we're living inside of Chris's lungs.
Love it.
That's what it's like when it's smoky here. Because Chris has black lung.
Oh.
That's why she's on the show today.
Okay.
You miss her yet?
No. Miss her a lot. Miss her so much.
Okay, let's take a break.
Okay.
Unless you have something you want to finish.
Not really. I just love it when we burn the prairie.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll be looking forward to vacation stories and
they're so pretty.
Pictures and burned down trees and all that type of stuff that we're going to see while we're in Colorado.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Because you're not taking me.
No, I'm not. It's going to be great.
Let's go to break.
No.
Now.
This is life.
Welcome back to life.
Life.
The show with all the things you care about wrapped up in a bow. Right?
Right.
Okay. You're not texting us enough, so go ahead and do that if you're watching us live at duo.com/live. The phone number is 505-750-0304. We'd love to get your text messages and read them on air, probably.
Maybe not.
Most likely not, but I would still like to get them.
I like reading them.
I do read them.
I do steal it.
And I read some of them on the air, but mostly send some text messages to make Katrina happy.
Yes.
The next person to send a text message will get read on the air today on this show.
Today.
I promise. Anyway, welcome back. It's time for everybody's favorite segment, What Matters to Us. But first, Katrina has made a special request.
Yes.
To tell a story.
Yay!
Breaking the format of the show to tell a story in the second break.
Yes.
About her and Trevor.
Yes.
So everybody, we all know this is going to be the best story of all time because we're cramming it into the second segment.
Quit talking and I'll tell my story.
Prepare yourselves for Comedy Gold, the most entertaining story you'll ever
stop
hear.
Stop talking it up.
It's going to be amazing. Here's Katrina.
Okay, so Seth and I were talking about doing the rock, paper, scissors before we go, which reminded me how last night when we ate out, Trevor and I played rock, paper, scissors to see who would flip the bill for Dad's for our meal because it was Father's Day and all. And he finally knew how to...
I can hear that when I put that up.
I know, I heard that too.
I'm not listening to your story. You're not starting over? Or have you decided that it's horrible?
I've said it's horrible. I'm still going to tell it. Basically, point being, it's my stories are always horrible. Come on, people.
She broke the format of the show for this. Keep that in mind.
Hey, you're the one interrupting me. I already had my story told. It's your fault for not listening.
Okay, go.
Anyway, Trevor finally figured out how to play rock, paper, scissors. Because, you know, that's what brought us playing rock, paper, scissors in the first show of this season.
Yeah.
That's a no. But anyway, he and I finally, like, because he would do it at the wrong time. Like, he'd go rock, paper, and then he'd do
it.
Oh,
yeah, because we talked about how
he doesn't know how to do
it. He knows how to play, just doesn't know how to shoot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we finally figured it out, and we played rock, paper, scissors to see who would get the bill for Father's Day last night.
Gotcha.
And he lost.
Nice.
So we finally figured out how to play, but he still sucks.
Good story, Katrina.
Okay, so Seth, on that note, you should just tell your story.
We gotta play rock, paper, scissors. Katrina, it's a tradition. It's a tradition, Katrina.
No.
It's a tradition. Here we go. Okay, we both did say this is turning off just like last week. We did the same thing again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, I win, which means you go first.
No, that's not fair. Last time I won, so you made me go first.
Every
you
week we do
first.
This.
No.
The winner goes last.
No,
the
winner, that's not true.
That is how it's always been. The winner goes last. Chris, is this correct? Chris says it's correct.
She doesn't count. She's not even here.
This is how it's been. It's our tradition. Winner goes last. Means you go first.
I hate you. What am I always doing?
Maybe you shouldn't suck so bad at rock, paper, scissors.
Just
if there was
too.
Money involved, I'd probably lose.
I would stupid, probably win.
If it's something stupid like this, I'll win every time. You go first.
Okay, so as always, you know, about a half an hour before the show, I Yahoo my news report.
Yahoo.
Anyway, and so the storyline comes up. I guess the title. It's like Michelle Obama's. Nope, that's not the right title. I need the right title. It ruins the story.
Michelle Obama is. Oh, never mind. That's not the story I wanted to read.
No, seriously, ruins.
Okay, we got the text message.
Okay, read
the first one that came in was, "Hey guys."
Hey. Okay, so.
I read it.
Congratulations. The storyline, the little like teaser title, as I'm gonna call it, says First Lady's White Roots.
Okay.
And that just pisses me off.
Doesn't she? I'm sure she can color her hair.
She can color her hair.
White roots. Get it?
Oh my god. Anyway, so that just, it really upsets me because all I've ever heard about since Obama made office was
made
how...
Office. Like he makes the bed.
Whatever, like when he got into office, how about that one? He's yeah.
I just hear Trevor in 2 days saying, "You never get your facts straight."
Shut up. He was referring to Chris, too.
Yes, I know.
He's blaming it on me.
As a disclaimer, let's take the time to say this. We are not headline news. Just pretend everything you hear on here is made up, and that'll be more safe. But anyway, here's legitimate news.
It just upsets me because all you ever hear about is like Obama's heritage and is he really African American? Is he really Muslim or not Muslim? Or like
and
they're
you're
so concerned with it.
Very loudly, who cares?
Basically.
Yeah.
Like I don't care. He's black, okay, he's not, okay, whatever. Like I just don't see the big deal. But now it's all like, you know, Michelle Obama's white heritage. Like, who cares?
Does it talk about her white heritage?
What I did read of this the first paragraph.
Before you rage closed it.
Before I rage closed.
Yes.
It says Michelle, this lady, Rachel Swarns, explores the family history of Michelle Obama.
Is she white or black?
I don't know.
Does it say it's where she's from? Is she from one of the southern states?
I don't know.
Is she from the
it's
land of
the
cotton?
It's just the author of this book.
I bet she's
which
from
is American Tapestry. Anyway.
Tapestry.
So, tapestry.
Yeah. She's definitely southern.
Rachel Swarns, I guess, explores the family history of Michelle Obama and discovers that the First Lady's roots are intertwined with those of slave owners in the 19th century Georgia. The revelation has sparked a discussion about people in power and shows that while Some want to celebrate the distant connections between blacks and whites. Plenty more are still uncomfortable and angry about racial issues in America. That's all. It just upsets me. Like, it is kind of cool that, you know, she's dated back to slave owners, but at the same time, it's like, I don't care that one of her ancestors was raped by a white person and she came across. I mean, seriously, like, that's
just
what
went
happened.
From here to here in 5 seconds flat.
I'm aware of that, but just, I mean, I don't, like, in abstract, I understand, like, it's really cool and the whole book and everything, but at the same time, just, like, I just...
Well, it's just, like, you know...
Why does it have to be headline news? Why is it that
big of
a deal?
Yeah, why is it news? You know how many blacks are out there who are descended from slave owners? Like, a billion. My maiden name, because my mother wasn't married until I was 5, so I had my mother's name, is Herring. And I went to high school with this guy named Tyrone, and his last name was Herring. And we just had this running joke that I was his owner because both of our last names was Herring. And it was hilarious and really insensitive. But I was 16 and 17.
And he went with it, so...
And he did. He thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I'm just saying that, does that, like... Everybody probably has some type of roots into slavery if you've lived in America long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just how this country was.
And I mean, it's part of our history. We just live with it and you move on.
And being Jewish, I've been a slave as well. But I don't go around asking
Egyptians
for money.
Just gotta bring that in, don't you, Jew?
I don't go around asking Germans for money unless you listen to this show and then I ask you every week. But I'm just saying. Like, I understand it was only 100 years ago. It's not headline news, I agree. It's an important issue. It's not headline news. The issue is headline news. The fact that Michelle Obama is related to someone who was once slave owners, it's not news.
Exactly.
Which brings us to real news.
Real news.
What matters to me?
By Seth Neiman.
Shia LaBeouf and some random chick are just buck naked in a new 7-minute music video.
In a what music video?
A 7-minute long one.
Okay.
This band, full disclosure, is loved by my ex-wife. We can chalk this up as to one of the reasons we are no longer together, that she likes this band. I'm going to read this paragraph. There's a lot of stupid puns in this, so I'm just going to skip some of the puns.
Aww.
Basically, there's this music video for this. They're Swedish. The name of the band is Sugar Rose. I call them Sugar Rush because I'm American and my mouth doesn't do weird noises. But it's Sigrros, so Sigur Rose, basically. Their new song, Fjör Piano, the first word is Fjögur.
Fjord.
There you go. It's not fjord. Let's say it's fjord, though. Kay. Fjör Piano. It's 7 minutes long. It's 25 seconds. No vocals. It's all instrumental.
25 seconds?
Seven minutes and 25 seconds. Basically, what happened is that the band has grabbed a dozen filmmakers and gave them each $10,000 and said, go make a music video for every one of our songs on our new album, Voltari. Okay.
Never mind.
That was weird. Basically,
I know a song named that and whatever.
Okay, well, this isn't that song because this song is weird.
I know.
Basically, this guy, what's the guy's name? They don't even mention the director. Are you kidding me? Well, I guess he's not any good. But this guy basically got Shia LaBeouf and Denna Thompson.
I don't know who that is.
I've never heard of her.
That's fine. We'll look it up later.
But they both get buck naked in this video. And apparently they swap clothes. They do an interpretive ballet. And then they're both blindfolded and given lollipops shaped like scorpions by two bearded men.
Okay.
They're then taken to a car underwater.
What?
Yes. Afterwards, Shia spends some time painting art on Thompson's boobies in a room full of dead butterflies. But because it's a music video and it's artsy, it's got to get weird.
As if that wasn't weird.
Shia LaBeouf starts carving marks onto the lady's back with a shard of glass. Then I assume the video ends.
He just went down like all the notches in my book now.
Shia LaBeouf says, this video is about addiction to drugs or sex or anything. About how you get stuck in a cycle.
That makes sense.
For me, it's not about knowing how to get out of something without causing pain to someone else. For other people, it might be about candy and fish. I'm down with that.
Is he high?
Probably. Okay. But because I'm a generous man, I brought you a photo. What do you think?
I don't want...
First of all, why does Shia LaBeouf's hair look like a Rastafarian drug dealer?
Agreed. His arms look old. He just looks like an old man.
It's weird. Now, they act like this is his first nude scene. It's not. He did a nude scene in Bobby, which is a movie that a lot of people hadn't seen.
I haven't seen
it. I rented it specifically to see him naked. It was underwhelming. But, so it's not like he's afraid of nudity. And Shia LaBeouf, I actually think, is a good actor.
For some reason, this reminds me a lot of Gautier's music video.
I don't watch music videos because things like this...
Gautier...
They ruin music.
Gautier is the whole somebody I used to know is basically where he's naked and, like, they paint...
Because Gautier is the guy you want to see, like, naked.
You don't see anything, though. Like, because it's all painted over. So
that dude looks like a greyhound.
Ooh, I know. And then the female vocals is also the same, like, same way. It's just weird. I like the song. I did not like the video, which is why I don't watch videos either.
It's just strange that Shia LaBeouf, what he's done with his career.
Yeah.
I almost respect him. Mm. But at the same time, I'm just... too weird to respect.
I really liked him in Transformers, and I know a lot of people couldn't get past his whole Even Stevens beginnings.
See, I have no problem getting past Even Stevens.
I didn't either. But for him to do this, now I'm just like, whoa, wait a second.
Well, he did that one movie, Holes.
Yeah.
Which was the only movie he did for Disney.
Yeah.
And then he did, he became good friends with Steven Spielberg. And he broke out of Holes by being an iRobot, that Will Smith movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And his only character trait was that he swore a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, broke him out of that mold, which I think was a really smart move because he didn't want to get stuck in the Miley Cyrus cycle.
That makes sense.
And be stuck doing
and
Disney kids movies.
And he's also not
movies.
Stuck, yeah, not stuck doing, because once, act, nah, whoa, director Steve is one thing, you always find the same actors doing
exactly.
The same roles.
Yeah, well, and he was in Indiana Jones, and he was good in that, he was in Transformers, and those movies sucked, but he was okay in them.
I liked
him. And, Disturbia was a good movie.
Oh, yeah, I like Disturbia.
He's been in a few good films.
I forget about those.
And it's just weird that...
He's doing a music video.
He has millions of dollars, I'm sure, and he can get lots of projects.
Product.
And it's just weird that he chooses this project to do. It's just weird.
I agree.
So that's what matters to me. And later tonight, we're going to watch the uncensored version of this because I want to see the lady naked.
Fair enough.
And I kind of want to see Shia LaBeouf. Not going to lie. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
So.
Now, what about Chris's story? Do you have Chris's story?
I do not have Chris's story. Chris, you feel like you can not cough for 5 minutes and tell your story? No, she sounds horrible.
No, I know. I was going to say it's bad.
What's your story?
It's about a kindergartner teacher
who made all her students.
Up! Yahoo News!
Katrina actually read that story aloud. About kids slapping a kid because he was a bully.
No. The teacher had the class slap the kid because he's a bully.
That's right. You teach that kid a lesson.
Because he was a bully.
Well, and he shouldn't bully
people.
The
mom was outraged. I didn't actually read into the article, but
that's
thought it'd be
interesting.
That's
because his mom's probably a bully, too. That's why.
You don't bully my kid. My kid's a bully.
Yeah. I'm going to beat you up for beating up my kid.
Yeah, basically.
I'll probably get lots of hate mail for that. Because you kid, your boy, you didn't beat your parents, your boys. Yeah, it does. I'm with a blanket statement.
Okay.
Everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Send your hate mail to life@duo.com.
And we will read it.
I'll be happy to read that. It'll make me very happy to read all your hate mail. Because actually, I do love hate mail. And you guys send me plenty already. Anyway.
I want more.
I don't read the hate mail to Katrina. She's a fragile heart.
That's true.
She does. She has a dog. Anyone who has a dog has a kind heart.
Duh. And yeah. Mine's an abused
dog. I'm the kind of guy who would be in the class and get slapped by everyone in the class because I'm a bully.
You're not that bad, but yeah, you would
well,
be
I was never physically
slapped.
Abusive.
You're verbally.
I was always, and I currently am verbally abusive, but back in grade school, no one caught on because they were all too stupid.
And verbally abuse is sometimes just as bad, if not worse.
Oh, I hope it's worse, because it's the only power
I have.
It does,
because it cuts straight to my sensitive heart.
I can sit on people and cut people like swords with my voice. You know what they say, the mouth is mightier than the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, something like that. Okay, we'll be back with your frickin' letters.
This is Life.
One of my favorite songs to whistle of all time.
This one?
Yes. I hate this song.
Why?
But I love to whistle it.
Why?
I don't know, I just don't
what
like it.
What song is this?
The Shins? I believe the name of the song is Carrying is Creepy. I'm gonna say the name of the song.
Okay.
It's a it's not bad.
But you hate it. You love whistling to it.
I love whistling to this song. It's a good whistle song. It's okay. A bad song. Good whistle song. Yes. Anyway, welcome back to Life.
Life.
Segment number 3. Wow, we're plowing right on through this thing.
Always do.
I know. It's amazing. We just left that in the middle of the table. I love how we never mention what we're talking about. Only the live people will ever know what we're actually talking about. And it's great that way. $1.29, you can get the video and the uncensored audio. High definition.
Yep.
Anyway.
I was just getting last week's video uncensored. Just saying.
Yeah. It was really good. And after every episode, Katrina flashes the camera. So you want to check that out.
Yeah, let's just start advertising that one.
And so do I. No, I don't. Or I do. Depending on who you are.
You'll find out.
You will. You'll be very surprised. In a good way. Okay, patented fade out. Let's move on.
Letters.
That was terrifying.
I know, right?
It's letter time. We have one for Chris, so we may save it for next week, or I may read it.
Just read it.
Just spider.
Just read it. She don't matter. It wasn't here.
We're gonna save one to the very end because we probably need to discuss it.
Okay.
This guy brings up a good point of something that we need to talk about. It's a very important
thing. I'm scared.
Let's start with a softball. Talk about Matt. Oh, sorry. Carlos.
Carlos.
Says, talk about Matt. Is he married yet? Can you give him a call? Matt's my fave. First of all.
Can you give him a call?
Matt, if Matt's your fave, you're no longer allowed to listen to this show. That is unacceptable. Second of all, he is not married yet. He gets married on the 6th of July. So, yeah, this July. In 3 weeks, he gets married. And congratulations to him. I can't go, obviously. I cannot afford it.
And you're in Colorado.
I'm technically not in Colorado yet.
But you can't really go the other way and then go to Colorado the next day.
I would have to fly out of Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah.
But him and Shay have got a nice home together, and they're going to get married and
live happily ever
a couple months. And they will have little Matthews and Shays running around.
That's not going to happen.
And that's why the Mayans predicted the end of the world in 2012.
I like that tagline.
Just so you all know. Matthew and Shay's marriage, the end of the world. So there you go. I was going to give him a call in anticipation of your letter. He's at work. He works nights. So we were hoping he would have his break around sometime in this show, but he had it at 7:30, so he missed the show. We'll try to give him a call sometime, but he's at work. What are we going to do?
Call him during his lunch hour?
Yep. His lunch hour happened at 7:30.
Oh.
That's what I just said. I didn't say lunch hour. I said break. But
oh, okay.
There's no difference, really.
I bet.
Yeah, anyway. Aubrey says, that 5-minute game of rock, paper, scissors was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I don't know if you guys should feel stupid for having to play that long or amazing that you were just that good at the game.
I feel like it's amazing that we all did that for 3 people.
Kudos for all the laughs. I'm glad you're back. Thank you.
Yay.
We were amazing at rock, paper, scissors. Or we suck horribly.
We're amazing.
Or we suck horribly. Depending. Here's one for you, Katrina.
Okay.
Harper. Your new friend.
I don't want it.
Your new
away.
Friend, Harper.
Take it away.
For your glass heart.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina.
Chip away.
Are you dying of a lung infection?
Yes.
No, that's Chris. You cough more than any person should.
I know.
Maybe lay off the hookah / cigarettes / pot / meth / other smokable until your throat heals.
I can do the other. I don't know if I can cut back on the hash at all.
This is the best line of the year, in my opinion.
Okay.
Colby's throat looks at your throat and feels better about itself. Colby has better mic technique. That's all that means. Because he coughs more than you.
He
just doesn't cough directly into the microphone. And
I just have poor manners, to be honest.
Yeah. Harper continues. And if you have to cough,
turn away.
Your head.
I know.
And keep the mic where it's at. Stop bursting my eardrums with your death throat.
I will do my best. No
guarantees.
The audience
has spoken. She will cough into the microphone during this segment.
I will do it just to spite you.
She won't, but she'll say that she did.
I haven't coughed this episode.
Here's another one for you.
What?
Logan, your other best friend.
Oh, cramp. What happened to my love, my the crushes I had, or they were all in love with me?
This one isn't bad.
Everyone used to love me.
This one's kind of a compliment in a weird way. I am now watching the show live specifically just to see Katrina in that chair. For some reason, and this has nothing to do with your body looks
today.
Or body type. Uh-huh. Nothing to do with your looks or body type. He emphasizes.
But
for some reason, I'm reminded of Sausage when I see you jammed under that table.
Sorry.
Too funny. I hope Seth never buys you a real chair.
I'm sitting better today, am I not?
You don't look like sausage. He's going to be very sad. He likes sausage.
I don't
Katrina.
Know how that I look like sausage.
Thinking that, I thought about this for a while. I didn't want to
Is
read
this
it.
The one that's under discussion?
If it No, if All it right. was a horrible insult, I didn't want to read it. I think that he means just because you're like crammed into a small space
what I
like
that's
a
what I was
sausage. And not because your legs look like sausage.
Or because I look like sausage.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we only got Chris's left.
I approve. I approve of my construction criticism.
Chris, I will look at you while I read this photo. Or this...
This photo.
I'm going to read photos to you. Sophia. You really do need the I'm a rich lady classical music for Chris's stories. She went to Disney World for a week and it rained some. Oh, boo-hoo. You went to Disney World and you go every year? Let me play you a sad song on the world's smallest violin. Obviously, you had fun because you rode your favorite ride and made crazy faces, so quit complaining. Some of us have jobs and responsibility and we're happy for a weekend off, let alone a vacation. Crazy girl, learn to appreciate and understand that it's a privilege to get something like that. How's that make you feel?
Sick.
She doesn't care. Sophia, I'll be sure to write you on my week-long vacation to Colorado. Hope you enjoy working on the weekend.
You're mean.
Just know there's plenty of content you can purchase at Duo.com to keep you through your weekends. Hours and hours of entertainment. Hope brighten your day. No, but seriously, you do go to Disney World every year. I mean,
come on.
Is it one of those things that becomes old hat? Like, oh, I had to go to Paris this week.
Well, it's like I went to Worlds of Fun every year for like 5 years in a row, and was like, I don't want to go anymore.
Worlds of Fun isn't Disney World.
I know. I'm just saying.
Disney World is Florida.
There's people who've never been to Worlds of Fun. They live right in Kansas City.
That's true.
Or people who live anywhere.
I think I've only been a couple times.
I've been a lot.
One of the times was for a show, so I got to ride it off. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Any more letters?
One. The discussion letter.
The discussion letter.
Katrina, you're so ugly. No, I'm just joking.
I was going to say, like, you need a name first for our listeners.
Matt. Not Riddle.
Okay.
Not Russell. Just different Matt. Welcome back, buddies.
Buddies.
I have a question for you.
Nope.
Where is the Duo Bowl? I love that idea.
I forgot about that.
And I think it'd be hilarious.
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 So where it at?
It's in production.
No, it's not.
We thought about it for like 2 weeks.
We need... I think the Duo Bowl is a great idea for promotion.
We need a place to facilitate it.
Well, we need it. Okay, it's obvious we're not going to get a football team to come play in the park across the street from my house. It's not going to happen. We have to pay for that. You guys do not shop on Amazon enough for us to pay for that.
Not enough for us to pay for ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in a box. Chris spent all our money going to Disney World. Didn't appreciate it. But that doesn't change the fact that I think that we can do something with the Duo Bowl. So, I'm thinking t-shirts. Maybe something else. I'm waiting for ideas from the
Okay,
the
t-shirts, buttons,
yeah,
mugs.
But what are they going to say?
Well, we had the name picked out. What happened to your little notebook?
Wasn't it the Duo Bowl, and that's all the farther we got?
I don't remember. I thought we had some catchy tech.
I feel like we need to take a day sometime and figure out what the Duo Bowl can be and make it some type of listener game. Like, maybe we're like football players or something, like football teams, almost like an NCAA bracket. And then, like, the winner of the Duo Bowl.
Duo Bowl, I could see we could do it like, you would hate this, but do it like an on-air, like we make phone calls to people who want to be like contestants and make it kind of more like a game show than a bowl. But
that I don't hate. I actually love that idea. It won't work because no one's ever at their phone.
Well, hey, they've got to be dedicated live out. Listeners. And if they don't answer, then obviously they're out. But if
well,
they do...
Well, we could get Jessica. We could get Taylor.
Well, that's a given.
Those two are a given. We could get Trevor. He's a given. We could probably get Colby if he's not working. We could get him. So we have four.
We also, like, if we want to keep this fan base, like, What's-His-Face will probably be around.
Who's What's-His-Face? Matt?
Yeah, him.
But we got to have the perfect alignment of no one's at work, everyone's free, they're not 15 and eating dinner with their mom.
Well, that's
it's
where,
the internet here.
They're
in Estonia and they run 8 years behind us.
The only other thought I would say is if we kind of set it up with them and then kind of recorded it in a way, like, okay, you're free on this day. Like, we'll randomly call them during that day and then just pre-record it. And then
someone texted us and requested it. Hats.
Hats. For the bowl?
Yeah, for the bowl. I think, like, okay, K-State went to the Cotton Bowl last year.
Yeah.
I think we could easily do merchandise for the Duo Bowl.
I agree.
And have it kind of be an inside joke, like Are You With Cars is. And we could sell, you know, a line of shirts. Maybe we make them, like, limited run only for football season. And once they're gone, they're gone. But I feel like with this idea, there's so much more potential than just merchandising.
So, random fact, when you said hats, I was thinking like Cat in the Hat hats instead of like hat hats. I don't know why.
That's not even worthy of banjo music. I don't know what that is.
It's just random thought. It's a Katrina-ism because it was just a random thought.
When you say hats, I was thinking the Cat in the Hat.
No, like Cat in the Hat hats, you know, those tall ones.
Yeah.
With the stripes.
I know what you're thinking. I just don't know why you would think that.
I don't know either. It just kind of happens.
Well,
anyway.
Okay, then. So I think we should be thinking about that. I definitely am going to make a t-shirt. I know that's going to happen for sure. It's going to say, you know, Duo Bowl 2012, have two giant helmets. Make up a fictional name for a stadium. Maybe we make up two fictional team names.
We should.
Maybe we make up a fictional schedule.
Schedule.
Yeah. We could do with the listeners to help us with that type of stuff.
Yeah, we could.
Listeners, email us. Life, L-I-F-E, at duo.com, D-E-W-O-H.com. Or text 750-505-0304.
You're way wrong. Text 505-750-0304. Again, the number is 505-750-0304.
That rarely happens, but it happens a lot.
It was hilarious, too.
I purposely got this phone number because it's so much different than all of our other numbers. Like, back in the day when we were doing Southern Bryan, Southern Colby, they were 655-31-something-something, and all the phone numbers were 655-something-something-something-something. And so on every show, I'd give out the wrong number because I would think, oh, this is Southern Colby, so I'll give out Southern Bryan's number, and vice versa, and it was horrible. So I purposely got this New Mexico number, 505-750-0304, so you could text and call, and we could worry about the Duo Bowl that way. But I think that's maybe what we should do. You guys send in some suggestions for what we should do for the Duo Bowl.
Help
and
us
start sending in
brainstorm
team names. And the more creative you can get, if you guys send us team names, I'll mail you prizes. I'll give you signed posters. I'll send you photos or something. I'm not going to spend a lot of money. But we can sign a lot of things. We can start giving away pieces of my house. I've got a tire inflator sitting over there that I do not need. If I can sign that.
That was a great day.
Send it your way.
I've got a
box of rubber bands I can get rid of. I got some G Team Sportswear cheer catalogs I don't need. I can send you that. Full disclosure, I'll probably just mail it from work so I don't have to pay. But I'll send it to your house regardless. We got Chris's old math book.
I was just looking at it from
college. She doesn't use that anymore if you need to learn mathematics. So
we're elementary teachers.
There's tons of prizes we can give you. So email us, life@duo.com. Send your Duo Bowl suggestions and team names, colors, mottos, mascots, fight songs. Anything. The better it is, the bigger your prize. The better your prize, you'll win something. And also email your listener letters so we can read them during segment 3 every week.
Yay!
That's L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. Life at duo.com or text us.
505-750-0304. Yep.
That's right. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Always.
Well,
Wait.
Wait, what's not the end of the show?
I was going to say, that's not time yet.
See you later. No, I'm sure.
I was like, we got 5 more minutes or something.
Yep. Apparently, I just want to end the show real quick.
Well, I mean, it'll make sense considering the last 2 shows have gone over by like 10.
Yeah, this one's not going to be any different. Yeah, probably not.
Oh, we have another break, don't we?
We do. To say goodbye, like I just did. But this time it's for real. So we'll be right back.
Whatever.
This is Life.
Oh,
Another day, another dollars.
Another show in the can. All done.
Yay.
I love this song. I could listen to this song all day. Anyway. This is it. My friends, my lovers.
It's been a success without Chris.
My compadres, my co-host, my black lung. This has been a good road traveled. Though we may have hit a few bumps, like when Katrina told that awful story about Trevor.
Or two.
Or when I gave out the wrong phone number. I think all in all, it's been a pretty successful show.
I agree.
Yeah. And now it's time, sadly, for us to depart. But dang. Before we do, we have to get into mindless shills. So here we go. If you like what you hear, you can go to duo.com/life and buy this episode. It's only $1.29. It helps us out immensely. And amazingly, you get the live video. It's the only way to get the live video after it's aired, like right here. If you're not watching at this exact second, the only way to get this is to give us $1.29. It's also uncensored and is commercial free. Now riddle me this. I'm thinking because we came in here and we talked up records for Duo Radio, which starts at 7, an hour before life starts. We just play an hour worth of music. I came in here and I talked up records. Maybe we include that with the paid version.
I think that'd be okay. No, wait. You said it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, in which case, if they miss it, they shouldn't get it later.
Well, that was last week, once-in-a-lifetime. Maybe next time it's not once-in-a-lifetime.
If people want it, then they can have it.
We have some comedy gold. But
not really.
Then the con to that is it encourages live viewers if we don't give it out later. But then again, if you're free to watch live, you'll probably watch live. And if you're not free to watch live, then you can't really change that.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I think we'll probably end up including that. Not this week, but maybe in future ones. But anyway, $1.29, video, uncensored, commercial-free, high def. It's a big deal. We can do stereo and all that stuff. So it's a big deal. We have like 450 likes on Facebook. We need to get to 500 by the end of this week. I think. We're close to it. I don't know. You're the one who freaked out and saw
it. I freaked out and it was like 444.
Okay, we have 444
likes.
That
was an hour ago. I mean, who knows how many we have now?
We probably have 430 now. Cool. Anyway, we want to get to 500 probably by the end of this week, at least by the time the next episode airs, just so we can brag about having 500.
That's pretty cool.
Just think of it to me as my birthday present.
Oh, yeah, which is next Tuesday.
That's right. And Katrina's going to do something very special for me on my birthday episode, and you don't want to miss it.
It's true.
Templeton. Anyway. So go to Facebook, facebook.com/duo, D-E-W-O-H, and like us there. You can follow us on Twitter, but Twitter is actually, you connect with me better when you go to Twitter, but Facebook is really probably better for you to like. It gives us more exposure. So if you want to help the show more, go to Facebook. If you really want to help, do both. I mean, come on, lame-o. Who doesn't have a Facebook and a Twitter nowadays?
I finally broke down and got a Twitter.
That's right. Everyone has a Twitter. Everyone has a Facebook. Chris is unprotected on Twitter now. It's crazy. It's a brave new world. Year ago, Chris would scoff at Chris now, and Chris now would try to scoff, but she would break into a fit of coughing and almost die. And leave us a review on iTunes. You guys have not done that at all. You're horrible at leaving us reviews. I don't know if you just get it off the website or what, but helping us get reviews on iTunes will then promote us and we'll get new exposure and all that stuff. Because telling other people and getting more people to like the show is what really helps us, word of mouth. So tell your friends. Tweet, Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest. Posterous, YouTube, LinkedIn, post something.
Google Plus.
Status, whatever you are on, that you're listening to life right now, because that'll help us immensely. Just spread the word that you're listening to the show. And monetarily, the things that help us are you shop at Duo Shop, which you're going to have Duo Bowl tees sometime soon. You go through all the links to the advertisers on the homepage, duo.com, especially Amazon. Amazon's the best. Hotels.com this week. Go check them out. And tell your friends. That's it. End of shameless plugs. Shameless. Yes. Email us, life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. Read your letters on the air. Text us.
505-750-0304.
Very good. Text us or call us. We can play voicemails on the show. Probably won't, but we can. And I guess that's it.
Yep.
I guess now we can actually safely say thanks for listening, right?
I was going to say we ended on time.
We're not bad. Just an hour and 3 minutes.
That's not
it's
bad.
Pretty respectable. The last one was our longest episode ever.
Which one was what?
What?
Which was what?
What?
How long was our longest episode last week?
Oh, like a minute and 13.
A minute? Oh my golly!
Bye, everyone.
This is life.
Okay, never mind. We're rewinding. What? What do you want? What?
I didn't even say goodbye.
Okay, say goodbye.
Bye.
That was worth it.
This is life.
It's like you're trying to get to heaven in a hurry, and the queue was shorter than you thought it'd be, and the doorman says you need to get a wristband. You gotta live between the pitfalls, but you're looking like you're low on energy. Did you get out and walk to ensure you'd miss the quicksand? Looking for a new place to begin. Feeling like it's hard to understand. But as long as you still keep peppering the pill, you'll find a way to spit it out again. And even when you know gonna blow, it's hard to get around the wind. Stretching out the neck on your evening, trying to even out some deficit, but it's saber-toothed, multi-ball confusion. And you can shriek until you're hollow, or whisper it the other way, trying to save the youth without putting your shoes on. Looking for a new place to begin. Feeling like it's hard to understand. But as long as you still keep peppering the pill, you'll find a way to spit it out again. And even when you know gonna blow, it's hard to get around the wind. Might not hurt now, but it's gonna hurt soon.